Stand by. That one's supposed to happen. Let's try that again. There you go. Got caught up. This is Drive Through HR, and I'm Chris Fields. I'm the guest host today. And it's always a good day to listen to Prince, but today is an especially good day to listen to Prince because I don't know if you heard, but he's going to be doing a concert, which will probably be free knowing Prince, but a concert in Baltimore for Freddie Gray. And he's asking everybody to come out and wear gray. And it just affirms that I made the right choice a long time ago when I aligned myself with Prince. I'm a huge Prince fan. But also, it's good to listen to Prince because of our guest today. We've been doing the PIC Takeover all week, where you've had different members of the Performance I Create crew come in and talk to you, some new members and some older members. And today we got three of our older members on. We have Melissa Fairman. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, everyone.
Tiffany Hill. What's up, Tiffany?
Hey, Chris. How are you?
There we go. And Dave Ryan. What's up, Dave? How are you today?
I'm good, Chris. How are you doing today?
Good, good. So I'm going to toss it back to you guys in a moment to do a much better introduction of yourself. But just wanted to really quickly just let people know that this is our fourth year anniversary on Performance I Create. For those who have not heard of the website, it's a multi-contributor website. We have 13 members now. And we write about HR and business and just various different things. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about some SHRM stuff and get to know you guys a little more and a little better. You all have been on the show multiple times, so I think the regular listeners are familiar with you. But, you know, we may have a few new people who may not know who you are. So with that being said, let's do some better introductions. And I want to start with Dave. Dave, introduce yourself, give him your Twitter handle, and tell him what you do and where you do it.
My name is Dave Ryan. You can find me on Twitter as Dave the HR Czar. I've been on Twitter for a long time, since about 2009. My day job is I'm the Director of Human Resources at a manufacturing plant in Central Illinois where we make frozen dough products. And I've been real active in SHRM and my local chapter in the state council for a long, long time. I am the Director-Elect for Illinois, which means I'm going to be the director of Illinois SHRM in 2016 and 2017. Right now, I am the understudy, and I am carrying you water around for our current director, and I help her on an as-needed basis. So, I'm a husband of 36 years and a father of two grown young men. And I enjoy playing golf, although I'm not very good at it.
Hey, Dave, do they make you buy donuts and all that stuff, too, as the rookie?
There's plenty of comments made about, did you bring the donuts wherever I go?
That's right.
All my life, yeah. So,
next, let's go with Melissa. Melissa, tell us, remind us about you.
Sure. Well, thanks again for having me on the show. My name is Melissa Fairman. I'm a human resources manager for a company that is in the building materials and installation business. So my HR manager duties right now, I'm working on a PeopleSoft conversion, which is making life fun. When I am not working, I'm pretty active on social media. You can find me at HR Remix. I blog as well at Performance I Create and my own website, hrremix.com. And when I'm not doing all of that, I like to spend time with my husband and my dog.
That dog has it made. We'll talk about that toward the end of the show if we get some moment. That dog is living the life, I tell you folks, if you don't know. Next, let's go with Tiffany. Tiffany, you've been on the show a few times, but, you know, again, remind everybody, allow me to allow you to reintroduce yourself. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chris. This is Tiffany Keel, and I am based in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area of Minnesota. You can find me on Twitter at Tiffany Keel. I'm also on LinkedIn. As we are celebrating our fourth anniversary, it's clear that I am also a contributor to Performance I Create. I am a senior account executive within the HR division of an organization called VerSeek, which is a mashup of two words, versatile and unique. And we serve organizations in the Minneapolis-St. Paul and surrounding areas for executive searches and consulting services. So we provide consultants. And as I mentioned, I work in the HR division, so I focus primarily on interacting with HR leaders and placing HR consultants on projects and providing interim staff augmentation and the like. Much like Dave, I am also a director-elect for a state council, so I'm the director-elect for the Minnesota SHRM State Council. I am the outgoing past president of my local chapter, and I've been a volunteer with my local chapter for quite some time, and looking forward to continuing to support my local chapter as well as the other 14 chapters in the state of Minnesota.
I didn't know there's so many. So one thing that I when I was putting this group together for who was going to be on which day, I was looking forward to talking to you guys because, you know, like I said, you guys have been on the site for a while now. You've been members, guests of this show. So there's some familiarity there, and I think people know a fair amount about you. But what I kind of wanted to talk about, like, it dawned on me that each one of you guys, where you're from is a big part of who you are. You know, Tiffany, Minnesota is almost synonymous with you. So I would like, we're going to go Tiffany, then Melissa, then Dave. But I want you to talk about your hometown, your state, how you like it, the people there, you know, the best part, you know, all those things that you know, make that such a strong tie. And Melissa, you know, you're the same way with Cleveland. We've talked a lot about, you know, you moving away and going back. So when it's your turn, you'll talk about that. And Dave, I think everybody knows about you and your Illinois roots. So talk to us a little bit about Melissa. Tiffany, start us off. Talk a little bit about being from the Minnesota area.
Well, let's see. Prince.
Boom.
So one of the things, and being in HR and recruiting and trying to recruit people to come to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area and just Minnesota in general, people typically associate us with cold. While it is cold a lot of the time, it's actually quite beautiful when there is no snow. Lots of art, music, lots of recreational areas where you can go camping, hunting, fishing, hiking, all sorts of things that, you know, it really is a great place to grow up and to raise a family. So one of the things that, you know, in the recruiting community, you know, one of our lines is, you know, once we do get people to relocate here, it's really hard to get them to leave the area. So there's a lot going on here. We do have professional sports teams. Some are doing really well, like the Wild. Some are not doing well, but, you know, I'm not one of those to jump on or off a bandwagon. I'm a huge Minnesota Twins fan. I love Target Field. Spent a lot of time there with my husband and our son. My son also plays Little League Baseball. So I spend a lot of time at the ball field. But there's just a ton of stuff to do around the entire state of Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes.
And you're a great ambassador, you know, for Minnesota. But I will say this about the cold. You know, when I first met you, I thought, like, that's crazy. But I've been noticing over the last couple of winters that it's really kind of balancing out. Like, a few times we were colder than you up there. And
right.
Sometimes we had snow and you guys didn't. So it's really kind of balancing out. But one thing I noticed is that, you know, when the Minnesota people, they love their sports, win or lose, like you said. And that's, I think that's something about the people when they just are not bandwagoners. Because here down here in Memphis, we like our Grizzlies. But I think if they were to have a history of underperforming, that there'd be some people doing some other things. But Melissa, let's talk about Cleveland a little bit. You know, I went to Ohio State, visited Cleveland a few times. I know that the people up there are pretty good. They are some, you know, they can be a little strange sometimes, but there is something about that area, and you recently moved back. So talk to us about your love of your place.
Sure. Well, I'm a boomerang. So I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, and moved to Richmond, Virginia about, I think, 6 years ago. My husband and I lived there. Richmond's a great place, great weather, great people. But we really missed our family and friends, and we actually really missed Cleveland. It's this little, it's a smaller city, but a lot of people don't realize a lot of the great things here. So, you know, one is the sports. Everybody's heard of LeBron James, you know, go Cavs. Sorry, Dave, but they're going to destroy the Bulls tonight. I just know it.
Shot fired. Ooh, Dave.
But, you know, you were speaking about the people here. Well, we also have two other professional teams. We've got the Cleveland Indians, baseball, and the Browns in football. And
wait. You have a football team?
Oh, you're so mean. Come on.
Oh.
No, come on. I know you heard of that debacle, and there was Johnny Manziel. Come on.
Yeah, I thought that was like a developmental league. My fault.
Well, what's great about Cleveland is it does not matter how bad our teams are. We're always out. We're loyal supporters. So the city is a great place. The suburbs are a great place. It's it does get cold up here, you know, just like Minnesota, but spring and summer are gorgeous, and so is the fall, too. So the other nice thing, too, with Cleveland is we have a great local SHRM chapter. I've been able to go to a few of the meetings. Lots of great folks, Lauren Rudman and Frank Lepan. They're leaders at our local Cleveland SHRM level. Great programs, great chapter. So I'm happy to be able to attend some of those events as well.
Hey, Dave, talk to us about Springfield, right? Springfield, Illinois?
Yeah, it's the capital. It's not Chicago. People are getting confused with that. We do have a hockey team from Illinois here, and I think right now they've been beating up on a hockey team from Minnesota, though.
More shots fired. Wow.
Yeah, but I seem to recall a certain baseball team sweeping a team from Chicago recently.
Baseball's for girls, so, you know. But, you know, most importantly about Illinois, what one needs to remember is that, you know, we have sent the last six of our governors to jail, and I think that's one of the things that we should be very, very proud of here at Illinois.
So one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you three is because of your SHRM activity. You know, you've all kind of mentioned SHRM already. Oh, let me do a quick reset. Forgot to do that the other day. This is Drive Through HR. I'm Chris Fields, guest host for the PIC takeover this week, where each member of the team is going to be on. We've already had, this is nine. You've met nine of the members now, so we just got a few more, and these guys will be back on Friday. We'll have a little more fun, a little less structured conversation about some things. But so we have Melissa Fairman, we have Tiffany Keel, and Dave Ryan online with us right now. And right now, what I want to talk a little bit about is SHRM, and not just the local, you know, is cool as well, but you guys have all been national volunteers for, you know, a couple of cycles now, and Melissa, I think you've done it twice, and Dave and Tiffany have done it several times, and you're part of the leadership council and all of that. So I just want you to talk about the importance of maintaining that relationship with all of the things that you do. You guys outlined your job titles, your duties, family, and then you have to have time for yourself. Then you add layered onto that, contributing to different websites and stuff. Talk to us about SHRM. Let's start with Dave. Dave, talk to us about your relationship with SHRM, and specifically SHRM National.
Networks, connection, knowing people, having a network of friends and professional associates around the country that I can call and know that I'm going to get good, sound advice on anything that relates to human resources is just really invaluable. I had called Tiffany. We have most of our employees are in Illinois, but we have some salespeople. We have some people up in Minnesota. And every state has different labor laws. And Sam, I think it's hard to be an expert on labor law in every state. But and Minnesota actually has some really funky labor laws, don't they, Tiffany?
Yep.
Yeah.
So
I got caught up in that. But I had some questions. I called Tiffany. Bam, I got the answer there. It was, you know, a $250 call to an attorney to get an answer. Mm-hmm. It's just, I called a fellow HR pro and said, help me out here. So I think that's probably one of the most valuable things, at least as it relates to, you know, what I do here day in and day out, is just having that network of people that you can call upon if you have any questions or you're looking for a policy on this, that, or the other thing. There's just a wealth of people out there. And most of the people that are dyed the wool shermies that bleed blue, they love the profession and they take it very, very seriously. So as much as we joke around about it, I think that everybody that's way involved is just over the top serious about what they're doing.
Tiffany, why don't you take that same question?
And I echo Dave's comments about the network piece of it, and it's not just for me personally and for my professional career, but it helps with, you know, like Dave was talking about, you have a question and you're not certain about how to approach it, or you want to bounce an idea off someone, you pick up the phone and you say, hey, this is the situation, can you help me with it? You know, I've done that with people within PIC. I've done it with, you know, I had phone calls with people from other states. And even, you know, a question will come up in the office and someone will pose, you know, an HR-related question, or what resource do you recommend for addressing, you know, an employment law or a recruiting-related question. I can pick up the phone and call one of my shermies, or I can post the question on Twitter, or I can just send an email to a couple of people, and boom, within minutes I have a response. So it's invaluable, the network part of it, but I think equally as important is the education, and it's not always the education in the classroom sense where you go to a conference, you go to a seminar, but it's sitting down and talking with people and hearing about what are they doing at work and how are they applying what they've learned, and, you know, having conversations with our fellow PICer Justin Harris about what he's doing at work, and talking with Janine about her new adventures, or, you know, checking in, you know, with Amy Dillman out in Illinois about what she's got going on. Just different things like that, where the network is absolutely invaluable, but you also in turn, you know, get education along with that.
Melissa, why do you do it? Is it networking as well, or something else?
You know, I think it's definitely networking. I would absolutely echo Dave and Tiffany's sentiments there as well. But you know, also too, I think it's a great way to make friends with people that have a similar background and work experience to you. You know, there's a lot of people that I've met through SHRM conferences or social media that, you know, I now consider friends, even though I don't necessarily see them, you know, on a face-to-face basis. So, you know, it's great to not only have that professional networking relationship, but then to also just kind of, like, reach out and, you know, talk and be friends. So, you know, it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I like that. That's what I was going to say. Had one of you asked me, hey, Chris, why do you do it? I was going to say that friendship piece, because I think I met each one of you in some type of situation like that for the first time, and it was just really nice. And it's really the biggest reason why I continue is the friendships. They're really cool, and to see each other, you know, once a year and then, you know, rock out at these things and do a great job, it all works together. So, yeah, I like that.
Hey, Chris.
So,
Chris,
yeah.
One other comment. And I always say this. This is just fun. This is fun. I'm not intended. You know, SHRM is about 80% women. So, really, one of the reasons a lot of guys join is to meet chicks and for the short lines at the restrooms at the conferences.
Well, the restroom at the conference is right, but you're not supposed to talk about the meeting chicks thing. That's like the underlying reason that we're not supposed to talk about it publicly. You're talking out of the house.
I was talking about other people, not myself.
Right, that's right. If you saw the harem of women that followed Dave around at a SHRM conference, you would know why he joined.
It's not a game, folks. I mean, I've seen it myself, and if anybody out there listening ever wants to hear a good story that I can share, I may share one with you if you pay me enough money. But Dave is the real deal. I put it like that. You guys got me off of my topic. I knew I was going to go to the next, and you kind of blew me away. But now I remember now. Tiffany, we want to go with this one. One of the things that I like about the performance I create, and since the time that I've been on it, and what I've seen happen with you and other people that I kind of like, is the other writing that you do in other places. So I recently saw that you wrote something for a local college up there, and know that you've written for your local Tetra magazine, and I think you do some stuff with your current employer. So what I want you to talk about for a minute is, like, you know, from the writing standpoint, from what you've learned as being a blogger now on PIC, and how that's translated to different conversations that you have when other people approach you about writing for them.
That's a really good question. So I started I did a couple of guest posts. I think the Buzz on HR, so our friend Sarah Williams asked if I would do a post, and I think I also did one on Cost of Work, which is, for those of you who don't know, is Chris Fields' personal blog. And then was asked to join PIC, Performance I Create, and, you know, kind of how it started out, you know, I really want to – I talk about just kind of the basics and the fundamentals, because I think – if you aren't getting the basics and the fundamentals of work or your job right, then you can't do the big, flashy, glitzy things, because it just isn't going to work. So it's really about, you know, are you doing the essentials of what you need to do? So looking at, you know, some of the situations that happen at work, and those things that kind of make you think, or, you know, if I had to do it over again, what would I do differently? What was the lesson I learned from that particular situation? And then, you know, just taking a moment to jot that down and kind of walk through the situation. Here's what I did, and, you know, here's how you can learn from my mistake or my situation. Or I was talking with a coworker, or I was talking with a colleague, and they ran into a terrible, you know, situation at work, and, you know, here's what it was, and a good leader would handle it, you know, this way, or here's how we could have had a better outcome. So it's looking at those everyday situations, and if we just simply did the basics, if we did what was right, if we followed the golden rule, here's how that situation could have turned out even better. And I kind of start out just in the writing, just kind of a draft or an outline. I'll walk away from it for a bit, and then I'll come back, and then something will just click, and the, you know, you can add a little bit of flair to the situation or to the writing. And then when other people ask, go ahead. Sorry, Chris.
No. Go ahead.
So when other people have asked to write, it's typically been on a specific topic. So locally here, the University of St. Thomas has a series. They've got a newsroom or a newsletter that they publish, and they have what's called a big question. And one of the questions they had was about diversity. So I specifically had to focus that particular article on diversity and what it means to be a diverse candidate. So when other folks approach, it's what's the topic, who's the audience, and then you kind of have to frame it up. But with PIC, it's a little bit easier, where, you know, it's kind of the topic du jour or whatever situation, you know, came up in the workplace.
Melissa, talk to us about your writing process. As you said, you have your own website, hrremix.com, but then you've also written for some other places. So talk to us a little bit about your writing experiences.
Well, I haven't been doing too much writing lately. Things are getting a little busy for me. But in general, you know, what I've been trying to do is when I have a thought, or you know, something happens to me and I think it's a good topic, you know, I kind of write it down, use Evernote. And then usually over the weekend, I try and formulate a blog post based on that thought or experience or something along those lines. And I find that a lot of times you know, when I have a topic, it's much easier. It's much easier to stay on task. That's why I like when we have a theme for the month at PSG, because it makes my life so much easier. but you know, a lot of times it just depends. You know, I could write a blog post in 5 minutes, or I could write 3 drafts of it. You know, it just depends.
Dave, how about you? What's your writing process? You have the HR official, right?
Yeah, unlike Melissa, I haven't written a lot there. I try and I've tried to condense it down and do my really good stuff and just put it on Performance I Create there. You know, I like to write about stuff that goes on in my life and what's real and things that I've encountered and stuff. I don't do a lot of ranting and raving about this or that, but I kind of like to just take the common experiences and talk about those things. I've done some stuff at some of the SHRM conferences. It was kind of fun. I like to just, you know, talk to the vendors or talk to some of the other people that are there hanging around. I did a story in Atlanta about the buses. In Atlanta, they spend $450,000 on coaches to transport people around. And talking to the gal that ran those, she was telling me some of the trials and tribulations. So I kind of like to just talk about things that are going on with just, you know, everyday people and try and take something interesting and share it with people and hope that they're interested to hear what the spin I have on it.
You know, and you guys do a good job. And the reason why I asked you that particular question is because even though two of you have your own blogs, you still make time to get your PIC post in there. And I think that's pretty cool. Like you said, you haven't been writing regularly or as you used to on your own site. And I have two websites. I fall into that too sometimes. And I try to make sure I get my PIC post in there because I just like being on the site and working with you guys. And you guys, everybody pushes me. You know, Tiffany and Dave, you guys are very positive, and people respect you, and I like that. And Melissa, you're very thoughtful. Like, you think a lot, and you analyze situations. And so I hope the readers get a chance to go to performanceicreate.com and check out the entire team, look over some of the stuff. It's really good. We got a couple minutes left, and what I want to do is a quick lightning round with you guys, and then we'll wrap it up. So you guys are ready? What I'm
yep.
going to do is ask a question, and each one of you will tell me which one you like better. You know, just a quick thing, which one you like better. So we'll start out with Dave, and then we'll go Tiffany, Melissa, and then I'll call out who's next. So first, Dave, which do you prefer, barbecue ribs or steak?
Barbecue ribs.
Tiffany?
Steak.
Same question. Steak. Melissa?
Steak.
All right. Let's go. Melissa, do you like Facebook or Twitter?
Twitter.
Tiffany?
Twitter.
Dave?
Twitter.
Instagram or YouTube? Dave?
YouTube.
Tiffany?
Instagram.
Melissa?
Instagram.
Vodka or cognac? Melissa?
Ooh, that's tough. I'm going to go with vodka if it's Grey Goose.
Tiffany?
I'm going to go with beer.
Wait, you got to slow down. Beer is next. Slow down, woman. Vodka or cognac?
Oh,
vodka.
Okay, Dave?
Vodka.
Vodka, cool. Okay, now, beer or wine, Tiffany?
Beer.
All day, every day, huh? And Melissa, beer or wine?
Of course, wine.
Dave, beer or wine?
Beer.
And I say all of the above. All of the above. So we got about a minute, guys. Again, thank you so much. We are going through a tight transition on the PIC site where Chris Ponder, our leader, has stepped down from the site. And you guys have said that you wanted to continue on. I appreciate that because I wanted to continue on. And it's so much better when I have good people like you to help me out with this whole thing. So we got about 20 seconds in a wrap-up. Anybody want to promote or pub anything before we go out?
Shout out to Chris Ponder for all he did for PICHR.
Classy, classy. I think that's a great idea. Shout out to Chris Ponder. All right, guys, that's it. Thanks for listen to me. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Have a good day, everyone.
Bye, kids.